Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chapra Show, and I'm Neil, very pleased to be sharing with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and reporting back on the guidance I receive directly from the spirits. For this journey, I'm going to the lower world to inquire about suffering. I begin in the hollowed-out tree trunk that has a portal in the floor, in the ground. Not so much a hole or an opening as an energy vortex. And I slip through and immediately find myself descending in the darkness of what's like space. It's black, and in a very familiar way, I'm guiding myself down towards the lower world, which is far, far below. I soon find myself surrounded by greenery, quite dense, almost jungle-like vegetation with very tall trees, and I can barely see any sky above me. The ground seems quite moist, and there's a little river and a canoe, which I'm glad to see because I do want to be away from being inside this dense jungle. So I get into the canoe and I push myself away from the bank, and very soon I find myself in a much more open area. I'm in the canoe and there's flat islands with reeds and grass around me. We're floating along, and I ask the spirits of the lower world, the benevolent helping spirits that usually appear in animal form, to please come and be with me and help me understand something interesting and significant on this journey and in this place. And immediately I see a very large bird with very large wings, much bigger than anything I know in ordinary reality. And this bird takes me out of the canoe. It's actually carrying me. Its talons are around my shoulders, but not hurting me. And it takes me to a mountain where there's this enormous nest. And it says to me that this is a place of wisdom. It's just like in cartoons, where one would often see in cartoons somebody going up a mountain to get wisdom from a guru or a hermit or a wise person who lived up in the mountains. So the bird is making me understand that I've come or been taken to a place of wisdom. And it asks me, what do I want to know? And what spontaneously comes to me is, I want to know why there is suffering and how to manage suffering. And the bird sort of laughs. It's more like telepathy that's coming to me than actual conversation. And the bird says, ah, that's one of the big questions. And I say yes, because from my human point of view, suffering seems to be inherent. It seems to be built into incarnation, into physical incarnation. That bodies can get injured and hurt and sick, and there is death and there is loss, all kinds of suffering. And the bird tells me, it's kind of joking, it says, well, that's not very original. This is what humans have been grappling with forever. And that the Buddha said to the effect that suffering is a basic part of human existence. And I say, well, if being physically incarnated with the implication of impermanence and breakdown and loss and uncertainty is all inherent, that seems to mean that suffering is inevitable. The bird says that one of the consequences is to do what we are able to do to enjoy ourselves and help others enjoy themselves. And the phrase comes to mind of, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And the bird says, yes, it's exactly that. Eat, drink, and be merry, and help others to eat, drink, and be merry. There is, in a way, an obligation to help others enjoy themselves. The correlation is to not do things that take away from other people enjoying their lives. The question isn't really about comprehending and understanding suffering, but rather saying suffering is a given, and how do we live despite suffering? So the one thing is to really have it as our mission, and this is just really a sort of funny shorthand to eat, drink, and be merry as best we can, and to make a point of helping others do that, and make a point of not getting in the way of other people doing that. Happiness, enjoyment, satisfaction. We should be making that a fundamental goal. And it's not frivolous, the bird emphasizes. Being incarnated means we are able to enjoy, be it food, be it drink, be it the pleasure of our senses, and love. Love comes into it. When it says eat, drink, and be merry, that's a shorthand for doing what is most satisfying and making one's own satisfaction and the satisfaction of others the purpose or the guiding principle of being alive. And of course there's that Rolling Stones song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, which is the sort of anthem of humanity, certainly in 2023, as it was in 1965 when the song came out. So it's a profound statement. I can't get no satisfaction. And I've tried and I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. I can't get no satisfaction. It goes without saying that the spirits communicating through the bird to me don't mean sit in your lazy boy chair, eating chocolates and drinking beer, and then waiting for death. Satisfaction can certainly include the seemingly mundane, like eating and drinking and watching TV, but it also includes the deepest spiritual satisfactions and the deepest emotional satisfactions, of which loving and experiencing love are the deepest, the highlight. And creativity, the emotional satisfaction that comes from creativity. And the challenge is to experience satisfaction despite the threat of suffering, despite actual suffering, and despite knowing that there is impermanence and everything, our lives and the lives of those we love and our possessions and our homes, will all come to an end. We should cultivate not being attached to our lives so much. So knowing that we will die, and it could happen any time, we shouldn't grasp and cling to our incarnated lives. And I say to the bird that I do understand that. It is a challenge, but I do understand that. What seems to be so terrifying is loss, and particularly the potential loss of those we love. And the spirits say, yes, one of the things we must do is love and be kind to those we love wholeheartedly and take full advantage of the opportunities that we have for loving and for being kind, knowing that those opportunities are impermanent. And I ask a bird if it will take me back to the canoe so that I can see more. And I get lifted up going through the air, and the bird points to a volcano and says, look, the earth itself is changing. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same. It's a built-in fact. Instead of fighting it, we should look to find some acceptance. So much of our suffering, the bird says, and I know this is a Buddhist notion, is because of attachment. And to reduce our attachment is the same as reducing suffering. And one can't just have this as an intellectual idea. One has to develop this as a reality in our lives. The drums change, and I get called back to return up back to the middle world. And I thank the spirits for this very interesting journey on a huge, huge topic. Thank you, spirits. The journey is over. So, thank you. You've been listening to Neil of the Chakra Show, and we have to go on our break now, and when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals.